Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. There's a very beautiful hadith from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam where he says, من صام شهر رمضان فاجتنب فيه الحرام والبهتان رضي الله عنه وأوجب له الجنان. What is the goal of a mu'min? We always try to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our deeds. Two types of deeds. Deeds are asked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or offered from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the deeds we do. The deeds are asked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, well, they're all wajibat or mustahabbat, so if you do as it is mentioned, you'll be rewarded by God, Almighty God. But when you offer your regular deeds with the intention of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the niyyah or intention of taqarrub to Allah, you can turn your entire actions or deeds for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there you are going to be rewarded. In this beautiful hadith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam is saying, فَاجْتَنَبَ فِيهِ الْحَرَامِ, the one who is fasting in the month of Ramadan, and he prevents himself from all types of haram. Listening haram, watching haram, speaking haram. One of the most worst thing can happen in the month of Ramadan when, na'uzu billah, God forbid, we speak haram, we lie, we cheat, we use bad words, we do backbite. Backbiting is not allowed in any case. So we have to watch our tongue. There's a beautiful hadith from Imam Sajjad where he says, when tongue commits a sin, the entire organs of body talk to the tongue and say, please do not do any sin, because of your sin, we all going to be in the hellfire. So the all organs of body talk to the tongue, saying, don't do sin, because that the sin through tongue is a big sin, truly big sin. So, man sama shahr Ramadan fajtanaba fihi al-haram, and the one who protects himself from all kinds of haram, especially kaba'ir, the great sins. And there are certain types of great sins mentioned in a hadith, like lying, like killing, like adultery, like hurting others. So there's a especially hurting a mu'min is a kind of kaba'ir, the great sins. So the one who prevents himself from all types of haram, especially the great sins, and which is mentioned in this beautiful hadith, well, buhtan, blaming others for no reason. If you have doubt on someone, keep your mouth shut. Don't speak unless you prove that if you have proved that the person is making mistake, even though you know someone's mistake and wrong things, you're not allowed to say. How is possible if you don't know and you're not yet sure and you talk bad things about others? This is called blaming others, buhtan. When you give a wrong relationship to others, this is called blaming, buhtan. Those who prevent themselves from slandering others. Slander is not good. When we slander others, we put ourselves in trouble. If one prevents himself from any kind of haram and buhtan, and which is blaming others, if you keep these two qualities in your fasting day, then you really going to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then Allah make heaven wajib on you, then heaven is written for you. If you prevent from these two bad qualities, inshallah, we are going to see Jannat of Allah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Ammar in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد